You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Thousands of young Catholics from southern Africa are gathered in the South African city of Durban for a mini World Youth Day, which aims to give them a sense of unity, to celebrate their Christianity and community while experiencing the chosen theme of young people, faith and vocations. The event opened on Thursday and is due to end on Sunday, the 10th of December. Organised by the South African Conference of Catholic Bishops, the gathering foresees a programme of community engagement, prayer, discussion groups and pilgrimages. It forms part of a global build-up to World Youth Day, which will be held in Panama in 2019. First established in 1985, World Youth Day takes place every 3 years, with mini World Youth Day events hosted in cities around the world, forming stepping stones towards the major event in any one particular host country. Amongst the participants at Mini World Youth Day in Durban is Tim Harris, founder of the Catholic Leadership Academy, an institution that teaches Catholics good leadership skills and talents. He spoke to me about how the Durban Mini World Youth Day is engaging young Catholics and encouraging them to express their faith, their joy, and also their concerns.
It really is an exciting space, I must say. I was in the exhibition hall this morning and there's a great stage set up, fabulous lighting, really interesting dynamic graphics, and four big areas where four different bishops were having conversations with young people. Really, really many people. I think there's as many as 5,000 people there in that big hall. And they've kind of split them up into smaller groups of just over 1,000 each. And they're really offering insights around finding vocations to all these young people. And they've got different people, so various professionals, various priests, some bishops, young people, old people, quite a wide spectrum. And then what really impressed me was they left a lot of time for questions and answers. And I think that was really one of the most profound things because, you know, as a speaker coming in, it's always interesting. You've got your idea of what it is that you want to say, but only until you listen to the young people and listen to what their questions are can you really get into the value or offer them something of value. And so I was glad that they did offer such a long period of questions and answers there.
So would you say it's mainly young Catholics from South Africa who are present and participating, or are there young people from other African countries as well?
The majority would definitely be South Africa. There are others from other countries, though. I can't give you specific numbers, but I've seen a couple of Zimbabwean flags, and I know that the South African Catholic Bishops Conference covers more than just South Africa, so I know that the invitation has gone out widely throughout the conference.
So this came to life thanks to an initiative of the South African Catholic Bishops Conference?
That's what I understand. They've run one 2 years ago in Johannesburg, and this is a step on from that. So this is bigger. There's more people. I think it's a bit better organized. There's more money behind it. And I know that there's plans to run a third one. I'm not sure when, but it seems to be a big project that the bishops are quite excited about and are really, really, putting money into. And that's always good to see.
I assume it's in preparation of World Youth Day in Panama in January 2019.
Well, in many ways, what it does is it gives the young people a taste of what they might expect at World Youth Day. Those World Youth Days are really exciting, and I think sometimes people in South Africa don't quite understand what it's all about and why they should really go. It's obviously an expensive undertaking and requires time away from sometimes work or school or university. So this gives them a taste, and I think will be a big encouragement to really go to the big global World Youth Day. I mean, those are such fantastic experiences, so I hope that does help in that regard. I've also heard sort of whisperings, and so I speak, you know, very humbly here. I have no idea whether or not this is actually the case, but that there's a potential for World Youth Day to be held in South Africa, and that these mini World Youth Days are kind of trial runs to get a sense of the scale and the logistics and whether or not we have infrastructure. And so it might be building up to that, as I said, might. Definitely not something that I know for sure.
This event in Durban takes place in the run-up to the Synod for Young People, which is coming up here in the Vatican.
Yes.
Has that been mentioned at all?
Certainly in the circles that I move in within the Catholic space, it is very much on people's minds. At the moment, there's a call for information to be sent through, to be collated and sent through to Rome. And so those conversations are certainly happening. And I think as the days unfold, that'll come up more and more as a feature.
The Vatican will be sending out questionnaires because the Pope apparently really wants to know what young people think and feel. So I presume South African Catholics will be receiving the questionnaire.
Yes, well, I hope we do. And I actually thought that it had already been put out, or at least round one has been put out. There have been some questionnaires that we've already worked on together and we've sent back. And obviously, if there's follow-up questions, then that would be even a further wonderful opportunity to communicate.
Thank you, Tim. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, really, just to say thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you for featuring South African activity on Vatican Radio. I think that's always exciting, yeah.
That was Tim Harris, founder of the Catholic Leadership Academy in Cape Town.